Let's go.
Broadcasting live.
Live
from Virgin Radio HQ.
Dubai Media City.
To the UAE. Chris Fade.
And this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh!
With the biggest stars.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pot, please.
You're kidding!
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 7:02. What you gonna do? It's April 3rd. Gotta wish my cousin Nadim a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nadim.
One of my day ones. We're like brothers more than we are cousins. You ever grow up with a? Did you grow up with a cousin? Because you didn't.
Most of them are in jail now.
That's great. That's good.
But my female cousins are lovely.
There we go.
One of them is very successful, actually. She is a politician in the UK.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And she goes into the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, good on her.
So she's doing well. She's the pride.
Did you have a, like, because with my cousin Nadim, we spent like every weekend together. Like, it was one of those relationships where you just spend, you know, as soon as school's out, you go to over at each other's house, you sleep over, you hang out, you do all that. No, gosh.
Because they live quite far away. Is Nadim mother's side or dad's side?
Dad's side. No, sorry, mother's side.
Mother's side.
My mother, Gilda,
yeah,
and his father, Brashara, a brother and sister.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Happy 45th birthday, my man. Love you, miss you. Big show lined up. Big one. All right?
Yeah.
We got it. We got those Bread Abu Dhabi tickets. I'm getting a lot of messages on this. A lot of you want these tickets. This one that where Ty Dolla Sign's going to be performing, Metro Boomin, and more. I got tickets today. Jay Huss, AJ Tracy, still to come. All right, so that's coming up. Gossip in with Nala as well. Nala, what's coming up in the goss? What have you got for us?
The Forbes billionaire list is out.
Yeah, we'll take it. I heard Taylor Swift's already in it.
Yes, and she's breaking a record because of something.
All right, we'll find out. That's obviously Taylor Swift news in there.
That's why she's doing it, I think.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Big Swifty.
Any Swift news. It could be anything. Taylor Swift could trip over and just scratch her little knee and make the gossip for Nala.
100%.
You know?
Nala, can I ask a question?
Yes.
There's a male Taylor Swift fan called a stan.
What? A stan? No, that's anything. Like, you stan that person. It could be male or female.
Oh, because you said that Andrew Schultz is a Taylor Swift stan?
Yes, so he's a person who likes Taylor Swift. He stans her. He's with her.
Okay, stan. All right.
Are you guys Chris Fade stan?
Of course.
Okay. I'm Basma stan. I'm Nala stan. I'm Pretty Malik stan.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. I can't stand Rossi.
That's not nice.
Rossistan.
Rossi's looking like he's going for a job interview today. I already told him when I saw him. You guys see him?
I was so shocked. I was like, Basma, is he wearing a suit?
Yeah, what's going on?
It was weird. Like, what's happening? Is he quitting?
Yeah, like, what's happening? I said to you, I said, why are you dressed up? You didn't really comment. Why? I mean, you look fair. Rossi looks fantastic. Like, I'd hire Rossi.
Why?
If you walked into a room right now, whatever job it is, I'd be like, yeah, this guy, yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Because he's got his glasses on as well. He's got his, like, suit, like, sort of shirt on and nice. I'm like, yeah, this guy knows what's
he
up.
He means business.
He's got his life organized, this guy, which is so far from the truth.
It'll just take a couple of weeks for you to realize the truth. But then you've grown attached to me and you won't want to get rid of me.
Yeah, then we just, yeah, you fall in love with the annoyingness and then you just want him. Like, that's what happens. Why all like sort of dressed up today? Is there anything going on?
I don't know. I've been wearing black for a long time. You know, Everton didn't lose, and I thought to myself, I'm going to wear some bright coloured clothes
to celebrate Everton's draw.
Yeah, 1-1.
Good on you.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I'm wearing like the same colour nearly. I decided to put a bit of colour on today.
You've got white on, mate.
It's cream. It's,
oh, is it?
It's the same colour as your shirt.
I couldn't believe you. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was going to say something, but I'll move on.
Okay, cool. Listen, big one. Let's have some fun today. If you want to call us, tell us what you're doing. Like, what's happening? Are you listening to the show? Where are you? I want to hear from you. 04871 5555. Really just want to get you on and say hello to you. I always feel like that first caller of the morning is important for our show. So where are you? What are you doing? Phone lines, I'll open them up right now. 0487155444. You may have never called the radio station in your life. Make today different. Do it. Sonali. Hi, Sonali. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I love it. You know, I literally just got on the show here. I said, just tell me what you're up to. What's happening for a Wednesday? And I'm glad you've called through.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. When I heard that question, I was like, I have to call up Virgin Radio because, you know, what my dogs make me do? They make me take them for a drive. And as I was listening to all of you, I parked on the side and I was like, I have to first not be on speaker and tell you guys that I have two dogs in the car. We are like on a Paw Patrol mission. Can you hear them?
Wow. Wow. Are they attacking anyone by any chance right now? I like it. When you say Paw Patrol, they seem to bark.
They are barking at other dogs who are walking.
Oh, wow. Paw Patrol mission. Love that.
Keeping the day, I take them around in the car and they get to bark on other dogs who are going for their morning walk.
Yeah, they're like looking down on the dogs like, we're in the car and you're walking.
Sonali, I love that the beginning of this phone call, you said, my dogs make me take them for a walk. Like the dogs are sitting there going, hey, Sonali, yo, we want to go. Let's go.
You know what they do? They look into my eyes and they have that look. So they look into my eyes, run into towards the garage, then come back and run towards the garage. So they're trying to tell me now, come on, let's go for a drive.
So, Q, what dogs have you got?
I have two golden retrievers, Joey and Phoebe.
Wow. Oh. Joey and Phoebe from Friends. That's so cute.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes.
Dogs are the cutest, aren't they? Like, I got two little dogs, right? But they're little Pomeranians, and they go for a walk. Their walk is like 100 meters. That's a big walk for them. You take them around the block once, they've gone. But now they're conditioned that they get a treat when they come back from their walk, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So as soon as they get back from their walk, pumped, they're running, they're like, they go to where the snacks are. But like, I took them out, like I just took the garbage out the other day, and they rolled with me.
Yeah.
We went like 10 meters, and then we walked back in the house. They're like, okay, it's snack time. I'm like, that is not a walk, dude. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're trained.
I know. My dogs do the same. So Joey will refuse to get out of the car till I don't give him a Denta stick. Phoebe is happy to jump out and go inside. Joey's like, okay, where's my tax? I need something. Only then will I get off the car.
If only Pretty was here right now, she'd be loving this conversation.
Yeah, she'd be all right.
This is all about her. Sonali, you're amazing. Have a great morning. Thanks for having us on. Enjoy those doggies, okay?
You too. Have a great morning, guys.
All right. Bye. Let's get back into it. Rihanna right now. Only girl. It's 7:11. Oh, that's the birthday of my son.
Oh.
The 7th, 7/11. And by the way, he's back.
Finally.
Can I tell you about it soon?
Yeah.
All right, it's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
I started watching that Shogun movie on Disney Plus. It's good. It's a good one.
Oh, the series.
Yeah, it's a series. I'm only like one episode in, but it looks good. When I was in LA a couple of weeks ago, they had the billboards all down Sunset.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, oh gosh, it must be good if they've got those big billboards.
It's really good.
And it is. So get it, check it out. Nala, in for Pretty Malik, all the goss. What have you got?
Now, since they were talking about Grey's Anatomy, it got renewed for season 21.
Okay.
Yes, it just keeps on going.
Did that take a break, though? Did they have like a bunch of series and then it disappeared for a few years and it came back? Or it's always just been going?
It's always been going.
All right,
you
Grey's
can binge
Anatomy.
Watch the whole thing also on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Now, Forbes Billionaire List of 2024 is officially out. And I'm so happy to say that Taylor Swift has officially made it on the list.
There we go.
But what makes it so iconic is that Taylor Swift is the first musician to appear on the list solely based off of her songs and performances.
Okay.
So usually are the artists there like Jay-Z, Rihanna, it's because of their side businesses.
Yep.
Taylor, it's only her.
Just her
music.
That's crazy. Taylor Swift hasn't released any like makeup or...
Nope.
She's just doing music right
just
now.
Music.
Could you imagine if Taylor Swift was to drop a makeup brand?
Red lipstick.
Oh my gosh. It would just...
That's smart.
Yeah, she'd just like... man, I wonder why they haven't... Maybe... Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder if that's somewhere down the line that Taylor Swift will release some type of makeup or, I don't know, shoes, clothes. I mean, she could drop dog food and it would sell out.
I would buy it, and I don't have a dog, so. They actually broke down her thing. She has 500 million from royalties and touring, 500 million from her catalogs, and 100 million streams only from this year on Spotify.
So. Wow, that's crazy.
Now, Kylie Jenner, people thought that she was pregnant with baby number three.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
The billionaire list, you've only told us Taylor Swift.
That's the only thing that matters.
No. Who else, do you have who else is on that list? Give me who else is
okay,
on that.
Okay, so I only care about Taylor Swift. Yeah, so I can tell. That important. Yeah, okay, yeah. So from the whole list, the number one most billionaire guy is Bernard Arnold and family. He's from the LVMH empire.
Oh, yeah. It's the guy who owns all the brands, right?
Yeah, he's still going hard, huh?
Second one, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Three, Jeff Bezos. Four, Mark Zuckerberg. And then the rest, five. We got Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, yeah. And then Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates has dropped down.
Usual names, though. The usual names you continue to hear. All right, moving on. What have you got?
Now we can talk about Kylie Jenner pregnant with baby number three with Timothy Chalamet. So this rumor came out because a comedian named Daniel Tosh on a podcast said that he went to a supermarket and he was talking to an employee there, and he told him that yesterday the whole shop was booked up because the Kardashians were filming their TV show, and there's where Kylie announced that she's pregnant. Well, now sources close to Kylie said that that's absolutely false, and this guy's just doing it for clout. So rumors are crushed.
Well, we'll see. Well, your time will tell on that one. Finally, Lizzo clarifies what?
So, you know, 2 days ago when I said Lizzo posted that she's quitting music, she did a whole post on social media about it.
Right.
Well, now she clarified what she meant when she said, I quit.
Okay.
Want to make this video? Because I just need to clarify. When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not gonna quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people.
She backtracked on that one pretty quickly. I mean, maybe she was just passionate about saying, I quit. In the heat of the moment, you should always take a day before you send an email, make a phone call, put something on social media. Because I think in the heat of the moment, she came out, said that. Now she's backtracked.
Yes.
There we go. Thank you, Nala. Doing a great job.
Thank
you. Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
That's the tea with me.
Rossi, you're doing something tomorrow. Which I'm proud of you, though. I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you're doing this, because this is what I'm all about.
Yeah, I'm having a shower, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, finally, after 7 years, Rossi is showering.
Yes.
We're happy about this. The smell was... No.
The team are going ecstatic.
No, what are you doing? Seriously, because this is something... It doesn't relate to everybody, but for older... I mean, we're not old, bro.
You're not old.
We're not old.
You realize
you think we're old, we're not. I'm chatting to like a 55-year-old guy the other day, and he's like, man, you young.
55 isn't old.
I didn't say I was old. You did.
No, but I'm saying, because what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm doing a colonoscopy.
That's good.
And at the same time, an endoscopy. And on the same day, a liver check.
How do they do a liver check?
You get like an ultrasound machine on you.
Oh.
So I'm an ambassador for like pushing men. Especially men. I mean, women should get it checked, but it's more commonly men to get a colonoscopy. It prevents colon cancer. And I got a few mates who are doctors. Dr. Mezen, for example, who is a friend of ours.
Mm.
He says, and most doctors will say that, prevention is better than cure, that if they do a colonoscopy where they put a camera up you, woo-hoo, and they check all the insides, they can detect it early. They just get rid of it and it's fine.
Well, they removed the polyp last time.
Did they really? When did you have a colonoscopy last?
It was benign. 2019, I think, 2020.
All right, so you're due for another one. And if you haven't done it, I ask you to do it. I had a very close friend of mine last year, Ziggy, God bless his soul, pass away, colon cancer. And there'd be someone listening to this right now who knows Ziggy. And he got, I think, at the age of 38. And, you know, not that you're meant to get checked out at that age, because they say to get checked out at 50, but get checked out before.
Yeah.
And you know, it's prevention is better than cure. So I'm proud that you're doing this, Ross.
Thank you.
Get ready. Tomorrow, it's not going to be a fun day for you, because if you've never had a colonoscopy before, I have. You drink a liquid beforehand, like, you know, about 12 hours before.
Oh.
And this liquid is like, it just allows everything to get out of your body. And it ain't, you remember this journey, right?
Yeah.
Like the colonoscopy itself is easy. I mean, it's drinking all that stuff.
I mean, you're talking to me here. I've drank worse on a Saturday afternoon.
That's true.
Don't worry about
it. You're okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You're okay. All right, well, just be close to a toilet tomorrow and let us, hopefully those results come back and they're fine. Nala Basma, my name's Chris Faye. We got Rossi sitting on my left, pretty back in a couple of weeks after that Eid break.
Yes, yeah. I want to know about this altercation, though, because I guarantee it's your fault.
Mm.
What happened?
So yesterday I was at home.
Okay.
And we've moved into this new place. And the one thing that we haven't done, and it's happening now, we're just waiting for the RTA to give us the permissions to do so, is to just sort of renovate the driveway area. Mm-hmm. Because right now it doesn't have a large driveway and we don't have a lot of cars. We can't put the cars inside the house. So we're doing a lot of street parking. There's paid parking around us, mm-hmm. right? But there's also a couple of spots that are designated for our house. So,
how were they designated? Did it say?
Well, it's a driveway somewhat with sand all over it. It's not like a pathway, right?
Right, right.
So, there's a spot pretty much directly out front of our house, which clearly shows that it's not public parking. It's like sandy. There's construction going on around it, and it's sort of like a driveway, right? It's not just a side pavement. So I've come in, and that's usually where I park my car right now, mm-hmm. and there's a random car sitting there. And I'm like, I wonder whose car that is. So I thought maybe we had some guys working in the house. So I walk in, there's no one there. So I realize it's just some person that's parked their car.
Trying to get like free parking.
Well, it is, yeah, because there's no signs there, right? But there's no signs there because it's sort of attached to my house, right? There are black and white lines though on the gutter next to it, which shows that you can't park there. But where it goes into the like sandy construction site, that's my house, right? Mm-hmm. And I've already put together the RTA permits to get that as a driveway, which has been cleared. We're just waiting for the final stamp. So I go look at the car. And I'm like, Now we're having deliveries come in because we've still got deliveries coming in. So this big truck came. We couldn't get the truck in. We had to wait because this car was blocking where the driveway is.
Yeah. That's a little bit annoying.
I was frustrated. So I go look in the car. The guy's got a parcel from like DHL sitting on the back seat. And it's got a name, address, and a phone number. So I'm like, must be him. So I call the guy up. And
you opened the card.
No. I could see through the window. See through the window, the phone number. It's just sitting on the back seat.
Laser eye surgery strikes again.
There it is. So I dial the number. Young guy. Hello. I go, hey, man. Have you got a white... I forget what type of car it was. You got this white car?
Yeah.
You parked out front of my house. No, it's public parking. I go, no, it's not. That's actually my driveway. No, it's not. Okay, it's my driveway. I've got the permits to show you. That's my driveway. Can you please come and move your car? Okay, yeah. I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'm like, no. And I've now got these two trucks sitting out front of my house waiting.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean? And then I go, he was giving me attitude. I was giving him attitude. We were both giving each other attitude. Like, I'm on the attitude guiltless as much as he is.
Did he start with the attitude?
Like he just was like this nonchalant. There was not like, oh, hey, man, sorry. He was just like, no, nope, it's fine.
Yeah.
So then we got into this argument of who owns the parking spot, if it's public or if it's on mine. I know for a fact it's on mine because I've got the papers for it, right? And he's like, you should be putting a sign out there then saying no parking. And I'm like, yeah, well, we have a witch's cone, a cone there usually. But someone had moved the cone, right? So we're going back and forth. It's a bit of a heated discussion. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, all right, how long are you going to be? He's like, 30 minutes. I said, I'll be here waiting for you. And he goes, what, you think I'm afraid? I'm like, no, but I'll be here waiting for you. And so I then am waiting for this guy to rock up to move his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Meanwhile, he's got dressed up as Rambo. He's ready to go.
May have put a gym shirt on. May have gone to the gym and got a quick pump. Like, maybe. So I'm waiting. Like, I'm just now waiting out front of my house, like, waiting for this guy to rock up, right? And I've got his number as well. I'm there for about 20 minutes. I then run inside because Dad was doing something and he needed my help inside the house. So I go back in the house to do something. Within that 7 minutes I was helping Dad, I come back out. The car's gone. I'm like, I missed him. I call him up.
Yeah.
I go, hello? He goes, yeah. I go, where are you? He goes, I moved the car. I'm waiting for you. I wanted to see you. Why do you want to see me for? You think I'm scared? I'll come back. Okay, come back. I just want to say hello to you. Why, you want to invite me for iftar? Yeah, come for iftar. So we're having this weird discussion.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
It's the weirdest
why
thing.
Why would you call him back?
Because I wanted it. I wanted that eye contact with him.
Because
I wanted him to understand this was my park. This is my home. You parked in my home.
Well, he understood it. That's how he moved the car.
So then we just hang up the phone. All right. An hour later, I go to my phone. I've got 2 missed calls from him. This is an hour later.
Mm.
And I pick up the phone. He's like, hello? I go, hello? He goes, hi, Chris Fade. I'm here at work. We all just want to say that we love the show. And then there's about 10 people going, hi, Chris. And then he goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for parking in your home. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You couldn't be angry anymore.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just joking. There was nothing wrong with it. You can park there any time. Just listen to the show.
Oh. How did he know?
I don't know.
Must have been the voice.
Nah, but I think someone must have. I don't know how he knew. I didn't want to ask him that.
I think maybe he told the story to someone.
Yeah, but how would you know? How would you know?
Yeah.
Unless you put my number. I think you can put someone's number onto the internet and then you can find it.
Oh, maybe.
I think that's what you can do.
Yeah. Cringe.
Cringe. Anyway, I put a no parking sign there from today.
And which a witch's cone as well.
Which is probably going to get moved. They move them. Everyone moves them.
If they move it, then they're in trouble.
Anyway, I'm charging now.
Yeah, to park outside your house.
Yep. I'm just going to get someone there, get dad out there the whole day.
I think you really enjoyed that too much, so you were well into it.
I don't mind a little bit of confrontation. I think it lightens up my day sometimes, a little bit of confrontation. Here on the Chris Fade Show, feel good story. Need them sometimes in your life, right? There's so much negativity outside. We not only do we see it on social media, sometimes in our own lives. We took a call a few months back, and it was from a family. And the way that this call came about was I was talking about my baby, seeing my baby on a 4D scan. He's now born, thank God, and he's healthy. But when I was talking about my baby with Brianna, we got a call from Colin. And Colin told us about his story. And I want to recap some radio that happened on this show about 4 months back. Take a listen to this. Now, Colin, what's going on with you? How are you?
Yeah, my wife is due to give birth, cesarean section. We went in for the 4D scan. In the 4D scan itself, we're told the baby had a severe abnormality and was unlikely to make it. We've just gone through 10 days of hell. We think we're stable now. We think we've come out the worst. But it was in the 4D scan. We were on the floor. We were gutted.
My gosh.
A big shout out to my wife, Amima. Yeah, love you loads, babe, if you're listening. Yeah, just reflecting a lot on what you said. She's going through all the acid as well at the moment.
Is she, my man? Good on. I mean, God bless her. God bless that. Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a little girl called Lily.
We're here for you. Please keep us updated. And if there's anything that we can do, please let us know as well, all right?
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Man, it puts life into perspective, doesn't it?
Totally
just puts it into... Hold on, what's that? Oh, Colin's wife has now just called through. She's just heard all this.
Oh.
Amima, hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, superstar.
It's difficult to talk now.
I know.
But I just want to tell Colin that I hear them. It was so touching.
Listen... There's nothing that you can do right now except you both what you're doing right now, which is you're supporting each other, you're loving each other, and you're looking after each other. Okay?
I just want to say that without Colin, I can't make it. Thank you so much for supporting and being a wonderful man and husband and great father to our other kids. And hopefully we can make it together.
Oh, you guys are beautiful.
Big hugs.
All right. Well, listen, the doctors know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Trust God. We're sending all the love, all the prayers to Lily Rose. Okay? You're going to be okay. He's going to be okay. Everything will be okay. Stay positive and have that faith. Now, here we are some months later and in the studio, and you guys are tearing up. You're going to make me tear up. We have Colin, Amima, and we've got baby Lily Rose who's with us right now. So the family is back in the studio. Colin, you're hearing this back. I can see there's some tears in your eyes. Amima, the same. How does that feel just hearing it all back again?
What are you, Amaima? It's going to be hard for you. Amaima's like, I can't talk. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It brings all these feelings back.
Yeah, it was very hard time. It was very difficult. But we went through it, and here is our miracle baby, Lily Rose, with us, sitting with us. Here.
Little Lily Rose, she's so beautiful. How old's Lily Rose now?
Now she's 6 months, but she's actually premature 2 months.
Gosh. Colin, you called us up, obviously, when you heard me talking about the 4D scan. You're hearing that back right now as you hold Sandra, your other child's hand right now here. How was it hearing all this?
It's just been such an emotional journey. And you had actually contacted us a few months after the first call, and I said I wasn't able to talk to you at that stage.
Yeah.
Because actually things went worse.
What happened? What happened with Lily Rose initially? Like you said, at that time you said there was a 4D scan where they picked up some abnormalities with the little one.
Yeah, we did the 4D scan and they found out she had a large buildup of fluid in her stomach, about a third of her body weight. And they said she was unlikely to make it. And then we went through various genetic tests and they then thought it was a virus. We then ruled out virus, and then it actually got worse when we got to stage where she had full-blown hydrops.
What's hydrops?
The fluid starts to move around the heart, the lungs, a little bit in the skin.
And this is in the womb this was happening?
Yeah, yeah. And she was given about a 20% chance of survival.
Oh my 20%, gosh. Wow. And when you're told that as a parent, I mean, it must be one of the most devastating news that you can receive, right?
Well, it actually got worse, because then my wife, Amaima, who sat with me, my beautiful wife, she got ill. And she went into hospital, and they took her in for for about 5-6 weeks before the birth. She had something called Mira syndrome, and they started worrying about her survival as well. And we had some very, very nasty conversations, and not things I really want to repeat, but some horrible, horrible conversations with doctors where they were really preparing us
for the worst.
And we were trying to get to 34 weeks, and at 32 weeks, basically with all the fluid retention, and my popped, for want of a better term, and we thought actually it was going to be terrible. And then we went, Amaima went into the cesarean section, I went into the delivery ward afterwards to find Lily Rose, not knowing whether she was alive or not, and thank God, a miracle, she actually had a burst intestine, so it wasn't genetic. So normally burst intestine would be bad news for people. For us, it was amazing news.
So she had a burst intestine as she was growing.
Yeah.
And that's what was showing, that were the abnormalities.
Yeah. Oh.
And so they repaired that. She had surgery on that. So at the age of 1 day.
So four days old, after they'd stabilized her, she wasn't breathing on her own. They took her in, gave her surgery, removed a bit of the intestine, gave her colostomy bag. She had a colostomy bag for 4 months growing up.
Darling.
But that was great news.
Yeah.
She was alive.
Yeah.
It was great.
But also really hard as well, you know, just to go through that surgery at that age. It must be traumatic for you as well, right?
We were thankful.
Yeah.
To be really honest.
Yeah. Because you knew it was repairable. You knew that she was going to be okay.
Mm.
And Amaima, how was your health then? Did everything work out okay with you eventually? Obviously it did, but for you it must have been a battle.
To be honest, I didn't care about myself at all. So all our thoughts and care was only to baby Lily. But I was fine. I survived. So, yeah.
Look at you. She's going to appreciate this little Lily Rose. And how is she now? How many? Has she had more surgeries?
So they basically plumb the intestines back together. They take the colostomy bag out. I don't know whether they glue it or stitch it, put the intestines back. And she had that surgery about 3 weeks ago. Amaima and Lily Rose were in hospital for a week, recovered great, been home now for a couple of weeks, and she's doing amazing.
The darling. Well, you know, we do this radio show, and sometimes we do stupid stuff, and we have fun stuff, and we laugh, and we joke, and then sometimes there's that real moments, and this is one of those real moments that, you know, when you called me up then, months ago, I was so like taken back, because here I am telling everyone, oh, I got to see my baby on this scan and, you know, he's great. And it really brings life back into perspective about just the basics and the blessings that we have. And for you, this journey, I'm sure you would have never experienced anything like this, Colin, I'm sure.
Chris, all I can say is my wife is the toughest woman I know.
Aww.
Yeah. I love you so much, babes.
Love you too. happy to have you.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I know, same with me. Love is everything. Well, you know, on behalf of us, you know, Virgin and the Chris Fade Show and everyone here, and I know Pretty would love to be able to be here. If Pretty was here, she'd be crying right now. Colin Amima, baby Lily Rose, little Sandra here as well. You guys are such a beautiful family, and we want to say thanks for sharing the story.
Can I just add one extra thing? You see my wife here now, beautiful, lovely lady.
Yep.
At the age of 21, she had a car accident. She has plates in her back. She was pretty much announced dead on the side of the road. She was given a 1% chance of walking again. Yeah, this woman is such a tough woman. If you go through what she came through, she is such a great Dubai story of somebody who's gone through hardship, worked their life so hard. Dubai was her chance of breaking free from her background, and we've built such a happy family now.
It's beautiful. It's just,
you know, thank you to Latifa Hospital, thank you to Al Jalila Hospital,
and thank you
for everything you do in Dubai, because this has built our life. Yeah,
I love that. I love how proud you are of each other as well. You really truly love each other. Well, again, from all of us here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, give me a little round of applause.
Yay!
Everyone, this is a beautiful story. Colin Amima, Sandra, and the famous baby Lily Rose. God bless you guys. God bless the family, and Ramadan Mubarak from all of us here, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for sharing that story. Oh, man, there were some tears in the studio just over the last 10 minutes.
I know.
Rossi?
I know. I mean, like,
you teared up.
Well,
you teared up. I saw it.
Well, it was so emotional, wasn't it?
Which is good, yeah.
I mean, it's usually like Pretty who directs the attention away with the tears and stuff, but I think we were both, you know, we just realized how lucky we are.
Well, because, you know, when you're having a baby, and yeah, it's weird. If you're not a parent, guys, like if you're not a parent, when I remember that transition for me of becoming from being single, Chris Fade, looking after myself, to then having a kid.
Mm.
It switches really quickly.
Yeah.
Where you realize your entire life is not about you, it's about that kid.
Oh, yeah, you realize there's a moment of realization, isn't there?
Yeah, you're just like,
yeah.
Yeah, what have I been doing?
I know, exactly. You but know what I loved there was, you know, the hope with Colin and Jemima, right? Obviously,
yep.
There's probably people who could be going through the same thing, but it just goes to show, you know, there's a lot of hope there.
Well, yeah, if you missed the story, we just had a lovely family who was touch and go with their newborn baby, and they shared that on the radio months ago when it was touch and go, and then we just met the baby now, which was
great.
It was a good thing. A good thing to be able to sort of just witness and see, which I think is great. All right, 8:44. We're changing gears here. The reason why. Are you obsessed with me, Ross?
Why?
I was on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I know what this is about.
And I went to your Instagram. Mm. And you have posted on, and I'm going to play this for everybody, okay? You have posted something on your Instagram. I'm not even tagged on it. So if I didn't actually go to your Instagram, I would have never seen it. This is the weird thing. Now, I'm going to play you this. Take a listen. This is Rossi's Instagram around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So that is Rossi singing along at home, mind you, to a song that is Chris Fade has a big, big nose. Chris Fade has a big, big nose.
I just found the most amazing program and I was testing it out, Chris.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. That's what you want to spend your
day
doing.
You should be honoured that Big Rossi is thinking about your big, big nose, though.
Now, the family aren't here. They're in the UK. So you're sitting at home alone.
Yeah.
Singing Chris Fade has a big, big nose.
I'm not singing. I found a AI voice song generator.
Yep. And so that's what you decided to do.
I'll put it on the computer there.
What is the voice generator called?
It's called TikTok Voice Generator.
So this is, but I'm saying, this is what you wanted to do.
What do you mean? Like, no, I just thought it'd be good for the show. TikTokvoicegenerator.com.
Okay.
You can put in like any words in there, like a few syllables, and
okay,
it can make like a song. It can talk in different people's voices. So I've put it on your computer there. And get me back. If you want to get me back, go for it.
Okay,
I don't know if you're as creative as
me. Hold on. If you guys want to use it, it's called TikTokvoicegenerator.com. Okay, let me type some.
You can do anything. And it makes a song for you.
Let me type Oh, then you choose the style?
Yeah, so you can choose like a man's voice, you know.
Dramatic, tenor, alto. I'll go glorious. Okay. Well, Rossi has made his song of Chris Fade has a big nose.
Mention anything about my wife.
Here we go. Oh.
Do not mention anything. If you mention something about my wife, okay. I will be over there like a shot. And don't you dare. What are you typing into the... What are you doing?
I wasn't going to mention.
Mine was just a joke. It was a test.
Here we go. TikTok voice generate. Let me just generate this. See what comes up here. Here we go.
What have you got?
It's generating. Okay, let's have a listen.
Everton loser.
Everton what?
No, I don't like that. That voice is too hard to understand. Let me just go to...
Here we go. This should go. I mean, like...
Just wait.
Everton
loser. Why is it the same voice?
You're selecting it wrong. You need to press generate.
Okay.
It'll choose a different song.
Okay, here we go.
But like, you're already...
Here we go.
Already playing with fire here.
Everton are losers and will be relegated, and Ross's wife is hot.
Everton are losers. And they will be relegated. And Ross's wife is hot. I can't believe you said that. Everton will not be relegated. Don't play with fire.
Oh my gosh.
Everton are not going to be relegated.
This is the best. I love that he's only caring about Everton being relegated.
The hot part.
And not that his wife is hot.
Everton losers.
You type in too many words in. Like, listen to mine. Chris Fade has a big nose. No, it's so much better than yours.
Here we go.
Everton are losers and will be
Will be what?
I thought you typed out.
Reduce the amount of words.
No, I want to hear the whole thing the way that it is.
Just say Everton.
No, here we go.
Are amazing.
Opera, I think.
Everton are losers and will be relegated, and Ross's wife is high.
Well, I wish they'd never suggested this.
Ramadan Kareem from all of us. You're in the home stretch here, Nala. You're in the home stretch.
Yes, Nala.
Of fasting. How is it today? How are you feeling?
I'm not really fasting today.
Oh, you're not fasting today?
Yes.
How come?
Fasting.
Because
Rossi.
When you are on your
Rossi,
period.
You don't know.
Don't know what? You will, because if you're ill, you don't have to do it.
She just told you.
I just told you what it is.
She even just said it.
You were talking to me at the same time.
You can't hear two things at one time, huh?
When it's
what time, Nala?
When it's that time of the month, Rossi, you don't need to fast.
All right.
Okay. You're so awkward with these things. I cannot.
And you have daughters.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen? Your daughters are going to... Like, you have to embrace this, Ross. You can't pretend it's something that you don't know about.
I mean, Liz can just handle that type of stuff.
Nope.
They're going to come to you. You're a dad. You should be like, you know, you should know about it. You got two daughters.
What do you want me to, like, say?
Just be aware.
Be normal.
Be aware of it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. All right. We're back at it again. Rossi and I hanging out with you. Bus Manala, pretty off. She's on the vacay. She'll be back, though. Should be back.
Have you seen what Jeff looks like? He looks like Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh, Harry High Pants Styles.
Yeah,
he loves her. Jeff, her husband, been wearing the pants to the nipples.
I wish I could do that, but I look like my grandma. Or something.
I can't do it. I don't have a.
My belly would be like.
Yeah. You and I have got those love handles, so we can't wear pants too high.
I'd look like a number eight.
What's a number eight?
You know, like split in the middle, like my belly hanging below and top. Yeah,
I sometimes like to wear the pants high up, but my love handles don't allow it. The love handles hang over the belt, and it just doesn't look good.
Well, you're meant to wear the trousers at your belly button area, aren't you? But I always keep mine down, hanging low, like 50 cent.
We're lucky that we found, you know, better halves to look after us.
I mean, your style went up since you met Brianna. I'll give you that.
I agree. Yours went down.
What are you saying about my wife now?
She doesn't care. Can I tell you, I'm glad that we're not single. And I was chatting to one of my friends at the gym the other day who's single.
Right.
And she opened up my mind. I had no idea this was going on.
What is this?
I'm going to single. If you are single, you probably already know this. If you're not, you probably don't know this. I'll tell you now.
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, no. And it's happening here in the UAE. Okay. So, Rossi and I, obviously, we're married happily. Nala, you're single.
Yes.
I have learned something that's happening in the single world that us in the relationship world had no idea that was going on.
Oh.
Now, Rossi, tell me if you knew this. I'm chatting to a friend of mine at the gym. She's single. We just got talking to the convo. I don't know how we got talking about it. We got talking about it. She's like, how's the baby? I said, good. We started talking about that. I said, you're going to have children one day. She's like, got to find myself a man. There ain't no good man here in the UAE.
Nope, there isn't.
Listen, you guys have got to stop saying that.
There isn't. I'll tell you this. It's hard. There is, but yeah. It's hard to find.
I agree, but it's hard for us guys to find a good girl as
well. Yeah, I agree. It's hard on both parties. But I mean, it's hard to find good people to date in general here.
But I think that's in every country. I think it's hard to find a guy that or a girl in wherever you live. Like, why do we sort of localize the UAE as being a hard place to find someone?
I just need to do different things, in my opinion, Nala.
Oh, here we go. Rossi's love advice.
I'm the professional.
You don't have to. By the way, if you're not in a relationship, I applaud you as well. Like, if you don't want to be in one, fantastic.
Yep.
So the point of this was, maybe you know this. There are obviously those websites. Some of them worky, some of them don't. Like Bumble and Tinder and all these other websites, right? All these apps. If you were to match with one of those people and the way these apps work, which I've never been on any of these apps. So she opened one up and I just started looking at it. Mm-hmm. You swipe left or right. If you swipe left, I think it means that you...
It's a match or something.
You want to... You like this person?
Swipe right, you want. Swipe left, you don't.
So if you swipe right on the photo, it means that you're interested. If the other person swipes right on the photo, it matches you and it puts you guys in contact and you can start having a conversation. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, Bumble, the woman has to instigate the conversation, which I think is great. On the other one, you know, either or. There is a whole other page on Facebook and it had 7,000 members.
Okay.
I forget the name of it, and I wish I wrote this down, but I can't find it in my phone.
What are you writing it down for?
Because I wanted to talk about it on the show.
Okay.
And you become a member of this Facebook group, and this is in the UAE.
Right. Okay.
And what it does, it's a community of women only.
Okay.
Who upload, like, hey, I've just matched with a 35-year-old Egyptian guy that lives in JVC. He calls himself Cal. Has anyone gone out with him?
That's so smart.
And then it's a thread of women going, yeah, went out with him, not a great guy. Or, yeah, lovely, he was great, I just wasn't. It's a whole community of like private investigators going
on.
Wow. That's so smart.
Have you guys heard?
Another level.
It's another level. I was only looking through her Facebook because she's a member. Obviously, I can't be a member. Does anyone know what the name of this page is? I totally forgot it. 04871 5544. Are you on this page? I mean, it's fine to be on it. I think it's great. I think you're very smart.
Such a smart idea.
04871 5544. Are you on this page? Have you heard of this page? And I'm sure it's not the only page that's running around here in the country, but it is literally pre-identifying potential candidates that you will go out with, and before you waste your time, you can get an array of women that may have already gone on this date.
So good.
I reckon my personal trainer's on there a lot.
Who? The girl?
No, the guy.
It's only for girls.
But like his photo will have come up about 20 times.
Okay, you think that's, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that are on here not really just looking for a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And so it's good to be able to identify
this. Catches those people out.
Before Christina, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think it is? You think you know this page?
I mean, I'm just guessing because I saw a couple of posts like that. So it's called That Dubai Girl, maybe?
I think that's it.
What's it called?
On Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook, That Dubai Girl. So there are lots of discussions going on, like fashion and other things, like for ladies.
Yeah.
But I can see sometimes the posts like that regarding the dating and some particular guy. And because I'm married, I just laugh at it.
That, because I'm married, I laugh at it. Throwing pity on all these single women out there. I am married.
In your face.
I don't think that's it. This, because this has 31,000 members, that Dubai girl, from what I can see.
Yeah, but there's another one with 8,300 members. That Dubai girl pre-loved. Maybe it's that one.
Jenny, do you know it, Jen? Jen, what do you think it's called?
What do you think? I'm part of that group and I have come across these posts.
What's it called? Do you know what the group's called?
That Dubai Girl on Facebook.
It's okay, well, hold on. That must be another one then. Because this one only had 6,500, 7,000 members. But there you go. It's That Dubai Girl. That is one of them. So if I go to request to join this group, are they going to let me in? Should I give it a go?
Try.
All right, I'm going to request to be on That
Dubai
Girl.
Well, take a new photo, let your hair down, and then, like, try and get in.
I've sent the request. Your membership is pending approval. Answer these questions from the group admins.
What's the questions?
This is an inclusive female group. Okay, I'm not going to get it. Liberal discussions will take place. No judgment or negativity. I love that. You're entitled to an opinion. But like Mum says, you've got nothing to say. If you've got nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself.
I think you're going to be okay to get in here. You know why?
What?
Because you've got a girl's name, haven't you?
My Facebook page will be Chris Fade. Why do you want to join?
Helping a friend out.
Helping the community out, I'll say.
Community out.
Let me in. Let me in. Because this would be like...
So good.
Instead of spending an hour on Instagram or TikTok at night, I'll get on this page. That Dubai girl. Let me in.
This is content for days.
Abby, you're here. Abby, are you single?
No, I'm married, actually.
Okay, so tell me what you know.
But I am on lots of different groups, especially WhatsApp groups, and they're always making these like groups because it's such a problem for single girls, but it's not funny. I don't want you to join That Dubai Girl because it's not funny. It's really serious. You've got married men who pose as single men to get girls.
Yep.
You've got people who are just players out there.
Yep.
And I've got people, you know, friends who stayed here in Dubai for such a long time, and then they had to leave because they were not very lucky in finding, you know, starting a family. So at the age of 40,
yeah, they've left.
I've got friends who were like, yeah, we have to go somewhere else because it's not happening. We've been out with so many people and it turns out to be either they're married or, you know, and there are certain nationalities as well. So you've got That Dubai Girl, you've got the Dubai Social Girl, I think, on Facebook. And then you've got loads of WhatsApp groups with all of these ladies who are together who try to make each other aware. Yeah, it's such a disgusting thing.
I mean, listen, I'm not throwing us men under the bus because believe me, I know there are women out there that do things as bad as us men do. Believe me, I've seen it, I felt it, I've done it. But having these groups or these communities, I think are a good thing. I am making fun of it. I think it's good. I think if you're a married man, and you were on these apps playing around, I mean, that is the epitome of just disgusting. Well, yeah. And I'm ashamed because you put us men, like, we all get categorized in the same group, right? Mm. And that's why I always hear women say, there's no good guys in Dubai, there's no good guys in the UAE. And I'm like, well, no, there are. But I guess, yeah, there's a bunch of guys that aren't. So I'm having a look on Facebook right now and... Yeah, you're right, Abby. That Dubai Girl has 31,000 members. Dubai Girl Groups has 32,000. Girls in Dubai has 38,000. Alone Girl in Dubai, 42,000. Dubai Single Girls Group. Dubai Divorce Ladies. There's a divorce. I mean, you know what? This is good, though. These are communities to support each other, right, Abby?
Yes, absolutely. And especially when it comes to married guys, I'm afraid a lot of them are married, actually.
What is with a married guy getting...
I don't get it.
How much, not only stupidity do you have to have, but guts.
Yeah.
To be a married man and getting on a dating app. Like, okay, the stupidity side we know, but the bravery of doing that. I could never do that.
You can cross-check easily. Just take a photo, put it on Google, and then you can immediately
find. And everybody knows everyone in this country. 6 degrees of separation.
100%.
But ladies, I want to tell you, there are some good men in Dubai. All right, I promise. Hopefully. In the UAE, there is. Dubai Chicas, is that what it's called? Chicas. Kara, hi. Morning. Live Virgin. How are you, Kara?
Morning, Chris. Fine, and yourself?
Good. I was after getting some jewellery.
Yes. No. So you guys have got the wrong site. It's called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Wow. I don't even know. Okay, no. I don't think that's the one that I saw, though. But it's called Are We Dating the Same Guy on Facebook?
Yeah, there's 3,300 women on there, and it is hysterical.
And this is women who are finding guys and just making sure that they're not cheating on them.
Absolutely. You can find out exactly what they wear, what they do, if they're going to pay for the meal. It's hysterical. The one lady was like, don't bother. He won't even pay. He leaves before the bill.
Oh my gosh.
First letter of their first name, second letter of their surname, and then you'll just get comments. Join that group. It is hilarious.
They won't let us in, though, I don't think.
Are we dating the same guy? I would like to formally apologize to all women in the UAE for us men that, like, maybe doing this sort of stuff, like, not paying or running before the bill comes or being married or dating, like, 17 different women. We're not all like that.
That happened to me.
What happened to you?
I went out on a date and I was starving, but I didn't get food because I knew the place was a bit expensive. So I just ordered coffee and he ordered coffee. So the bill was like 50 dirhams and then I end up paying half.
He made you pay for that coffee.
He's like, oh, I paid mine. Now it's yours.
I don't know.
I find that, would you do that, Ross? I mean, I know that you grew up in a...
I mean, like, unless it went like, it, the date went badly and I was like, I'm not giving her any of my money, but...
All men from a women's point of view, and Cara, I'll ask you the same question. On that first date, are we expected to pay? I mean, I know that I'm paying, that's me, but are all men expected to pay, Cara?
I think if you want to put a good impression, yes. You want to date them, you want to woo them, and I think that's the right thing to do.
Sure.
Show some interest and be a gentleman.
I agree.
Well, you know, these days, sometimes it's hard to be a gentleman.
You always offer, but it's half offer. You put it there as a gesture, but then you just hope that the man has some decency and the mom's taught them well, and then they pay the bill.
I can't believe he made you pay for that coffee. That's out of control. All right, Cara, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Steph, you're hearing all this. You got something to say to women, possibly, or to everyone? Steph,
am I on?
Yeah, you're on, Steph. Tell me.
So, I just think it's quite funny how women and men both say, oh, you know, they're on Tinder or they're on Bumble and they just can't find the right person. But I'm wondering if, like, is your ideal person actually going to be on, like, an app like that? You know, if you're looking for somebody who's honest and hardworking and, you know, all the values and characteristics that you want, it's kind of like if you're on those apps, you're kind of looking for a needle in a haystack.
Can I ask you something, Steph? I'm guessing you're married.
No, actually, I'm divorced.
Okay. I've been there, done that. How long have you been divorced for?
Well, I was separated for quite a few years, but like quite recently divorced.
Okay, so because I used to think the same thing somewhat, right? And then I realized in the age that we're in, dating apps are very common and the norm for many people. So I don't think there are definitely men and women who are on that app for another reason, right? We know that. But I do believe there are truly men and women who are out on these apps to find their life partner. I mean, I found Brenna and I found each other through Instagram, through social media.
You did?
So I think where we are in 2024, these apps are actually like going out to a restaurant or a bar or I think there is that. You're right that it is still a needle in the haystack, but I believe a needle in the haystack is in a club as well, if you're in a nightclub or if you're in a restaurant. You know, you get me? Like, I feel like...
Right.
You know, so it's hard. Would you ever get... Well, you're divorced now. Are you looking for love again? Would you look for love or have you finished?
Well, no, I'm not finished. I'm in a relationship now.
Okay, great.
Which is great. And no, it wasn't through Bumble or anything like that. It was very organic.
Which was good, which is a good way. If you can obviously find it that way. But for a lot of people, I realize we go to work and we come home. We go to work and we come home. And we don't have opportunities to meet people.
You know?
And so these apps allow you to do it. Now, Crystal, you've heard Steph. You met your husband on Bumble.
I did. 2 years ago, I've been divorced for 4 years. Found out my husband was having an affair. So
I'm sorry again. I apologize on behalf of all men. I'm sorry.
No problem. They're not all the same. And yeah. For a couple years, I didn't realize that. And then one night, my girlfriend came over, and we had a couple bottles of wine, and she said, I'm doing this. So she went in my photos, got my profile up, and I met the guy in my dreams.
Now, how many Bumbles or how many times, like how many men did you have to see before you met your husband?
Six.
Okay, well, that's a good number. That's a good number. Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, every single guy that I met was amazing. I just didn't click with them. But when I went out with my husband, the first date was 7 hours, the next date was 10 hours, and we saw and talked to each other every day since then, and obviously now we're together.
Aww.
Yeah.
So it's possible to find love.
I think apps are great. I mean, I know a lot of people on them, and they're not. I think Bumble is great that the women get to initiate it.
Yeah, agreed. You don't want us men initiate. We initiate everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just like yep. Well, I'm glad, and you're happily married.
Yes, we are very happy, and we live here, and our kids are all growing up, and are all so supportive cool. of us.
So. There we go.
I love that.
I'll do one more. Raouf, you're saying it's hard for men as well.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I agree, dude. We always hear it from the women that there's no good men in Dubai and no good men in the UAE, but for us men, there is some struggles, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of struggle, because you go out, you be a gentleman, you pay for the check and all that. You don't even try to be naughty, or if you know what I mean,
like romantic. Yes,
it's just there are a lot of girls who are trying to take advantage of men in here.
Okay.
They're all looking for someone to pay their bills. I actually met a girl who was dating another guy, like a friend of mine, not dating, but she was seeing him as well.
It goes both ways. It totally does. I think I said that at the beginning of the conversation that we men get a hard rap. Like we do get, but there are women that are playing the same game.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not as vocal, Raouf. Maybe we're not as vocal. You know
what you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like a lot of women talk about there's no good man in Dubai, there's no good man in the UAE. I don't know if we vocalize that a lot as men. There's no good women in the I don't know if we do that.
With my single friends who are males, they don't talk about it too much. Maybe it's a pride thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Are you single, Raouf?
It's not something to discuss. I'm recently divorced.
Okay.
And we've been separated for 2 years. But honestly, now I think I'm off all the applications because Tinder is out of the question. I mean, it's nothing compared to Bumble. Bumble is better.
Hold on, Rossi, are you eyeing out Raouf for Nala right now? Are you trying to get like numbers?
No, it's just how old are you, Raouf?
I am 38.
Oh. No, too old for Nala.
No.
She says 30 and above.
30 max.
30 is her max. We're looking here.
You sound like a lovely guy, and I want to give you a hug, really.
What are you?
No, I feel like you're a good guy who deserves someone.
We all deserve someone, and we all find that one person. And But like, can I just say, like, out of all the calls that we've taken today in the last 10 minutes here, 70% of them divorced.
Right? Yeah.
Divorce goes up. I mean, you know, but there is hope after divorce. I mean, I am in the happiest relationship of my entire life. I felt like I had to go through all my relationships and my previous marriage to get to where I am today. So, you know, keep Raouf, if you feel like, you know, you eventually want to find that one person, it's still there. She's still there, you know. Just takes time, obviously. Well, if you're single and you're loving that life, congratulations. If you're looking for someone, there is someone there for you. That was a good show. Rossi cried. Just want to let everyone know.
I did not cry. Showing, I just had a little tear.
Showing your emotions a good thing, Ross, after that beautiful family joined us. If you missed it, you can hit the podcast a little bit later on. Just search for the Chris Fade Show podcast. It comes up. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Ramadan Mubarak. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.